Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad you're with us today. We have one that had to leave to go get some cows or go feed some cows or something with cows. I'd have to leave to go eat some cows. That's the only thing I'd have to do. But we have some, they're blocked in back here in the back, and it's a Texas tag and not sure about the other one. What's the other one? We got a Texas tag, and what we got? And a little red car back over this way. Little gray car back over this way. So if you parked over there, if you could back up and let them out, that'd be absolutely wonderful. And if you didn't park over there, don't worry about it. Glad you are all here today. It's always good to see you. We got a good crowd this morning. It's always good to be here with you today. And of course, I've got my family with us today, my son and his wife and the granddaughter. We've had the granddaughter for a couple of nights, and it's been great because I've had the bed to myself and my wife has had to sleep with my granddaughter. So I've slept really well. I can't say that she slept really well because the first night I think she said she slept about 3 hours was the first night. But it's been great having the granddaughter with us. Isn't that great having the granddaughter with you?
Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's been absolutely wonderful. She's been great. She's been wonderful. Good to see you. It's good to see Roger back there in the back. Yeah. We've got several that have been ill that are with us today, and man, it's great to see you. It's great to see all of you here today and to be with us. I want to talk to you today about your purpose in life. Remember the book, The 40 Days of Purpose? And remember in that book, in the first chapter, if you ever read that book before and churches were having 40 different sermons, one on each chapter. And in the first chapter, it summed it all up, and you could just close the book after that. Because in the first chapter, it said our purpose is to serve God.
Amen.
There you go. There you go. Summed up, done, finished. Our purpose is to serve God in all manner, in all ways, in all respects. Remember, we were reading Philippians chapter 2 today in our Bible class, and we were talking about Jesus becoming a bondservant to God. What does a bondservant do? He serves. He serves. And it's a choice. It's a choice of service. Service to God. And there's a lot of us as we grow and as we mature and everything, our purpose or our service changes. I can't do the things I once did. I can do just about everything I once did once. Isn't that how the song goes? I can do it once as good as I always did, but don't ask me to do it twice type thing. You know, don't ask me to do it more than once. I can't do the things I once could do. Because I'm older now and unable to keep up with. I've been watching Brody play pickleball. That dude, he can be on one side of the court and hit it, and then be on the other side of the court and hit it, and then be back on this side of the court and hit it. And you sit there and I go, okay, I could get on that side of the court and hit it, but I ain't making it over there. It ain't going to happen. And so our purpose oftentimes changes as we get older, as we mature. Our purpose to serve God changes. Now I want to start out and let you know this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells us that all of us have a purpose. But our purpose is different than your purpose. My job is different than your job. Your job is different than my job. And so Paul starts off and says, now you are Christ's body. Every person is a part of the body of Christ. Every one of us is. And I used to tell people, I said, even if you consider yourself the little toe, which means that, you know, you can actually walk without a little toe. But even if you consider yourself a little toe, stump that toe on a rocking chair and see what happens. Does that not get your attention? Yeah, I guarantee you. It gets your attention. You start limping around and you start hollering, and your whole body goes to the service of that little toe to grab it, to hold on to it, to keep it, to try to make it feel better. That's part of service, isn't it? That's part of service. Jerry, I'm so glad you're here today. I am glad you're here today, Jerry. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. You know, Jerry just lost his wife, and he's here with us today. Folks, I want you to know that when we have the hope of Jesus Christ, we can lose our loved ones and realize that there's going to be a time when we come back together. We've got a new brother in Christ. Amen. Baptized last night. Things are moving here well. We have the Holy Spirit that is moving through this congregation. Amen. That is touching lives. And bringing people to Christ. Each and every day. Don't you want to be part of that? Don't you want to be part of that group walking along with God toward heaven? That's what we shoot for. Realize that all of us are in the body of Jesus Christ. And it says there in verse 28, it says, and God has appointed in the church. Notice this. He says, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, and various kinds of tongues. All are not apostles, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All are not workers of miracles, are they? All do not have gifts of healing, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? But earnestly desire the greater gifts. And yet, I am going to show you a far better way. A far better way. We are moving in that way. We are walking in that way. And a lot of times people will ask, and I've had people ask me this, and I've told you this before, that my mother asked me before she passed away. She died at 94 years old in 2020. May 1st, at 6:45 p.m., she breathed her last. I was fortunate enough to be there. To see her. And I told her that when she left us, after everybody else had left the room, I walked up to her and I said this, I will see you soon. We have hope. And she would ask me oftentimes, when she was there in the nursing home and could not get up on her own, she couldn't bathe herself on her own, she had to have people help her in and out of the bed, had to have people help her in and out of the chair, and I understand all this, and I understand how she felt, And her response was to me, and she says, "I don't know why I'm still here." And I said, "I do. I still need you. That's why you're here." So even when you think you don't have purpose, I want you to know you have purpose. You have purpose. Now I want to start out with a couple of things first. And then I want to go to some verses and read those verses to you and let you see that these are things, no matter in what condition you are in, no matter what situation you're in, you can do them now to serve God and this family of believers. Let's start off in Romans 8:28. You are called according to God's purpose. You are called according to God's purpose. Paul, in his writings, said that I wish that I could go on because I know what waits for me. But he says, I also know that I have a purpose here on this earth. And even when Paul was in prison, he wrote most of the writings that we have in the New Testament came from Paul while he was in prison.
Amen.
And those writings are things we look at today, and then we follow today, and we study today, because we know those things bring us closer to God. Those things bring us closer to Christ. Those things help us to obtain salvation. Paul would not have written them, let me say it right, Paul would not have written those things had he not been in prison. And Paul knew it. He said, I have things still yet to be done. Folks, regardless of the situation that you're in, you have been called for God's purpose. God desires you. You should be His bondservant. You should seek always to serve God. Secondly, look at this. Our purpose here on this earth is to proclaim Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people out there in this world today that still have not yet heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are people today who still need to be baptized. There are people today who still need to come to the realization that the way to eternity is through Christ Jesus. And folks, there are more people in the world today that need to hear those things than have heard those things. We have a job. Jesus commanded us to go, therefore, into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, that he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. This is our purpose, to serve God and Him only, to proclaim Jesus Christ in everything that we do, in our walk every day, but not only in our walk, but in our words every day, in our life every day, that everyone may see the light that shines in you and be drawn to God because of it. This is our purpose. And look at this one also. Our purpose is to do good works. What are good works? Changing someone else's tire? Yeah. I might have to call somebody to come help me do it. But I want you to know, yeah. I had a flat on that red pickup truck that I drive one time. And you know what I did? I tried to find the jack. I didn't know where it was. You know how I finally found the jack? I went on YouTube. It was behind the back seat under this thing you had to pop off. I didn't know it was back there. And it was only about this high. It was probably the most useless jack in the entire world. And I'm supposed to change the tire on a pickup truck with this? You know how I eventually changed that tire? Ron Griffin drove by and stopped and helped me change it. That's how he did it. And he had a jack. Not this. He had a real jack. Okay? That's how I changed it. And I'm on the side of 71 Highway. Was where I was. Now I want you to understand, those are good works. Helping one another is good work, regardless of what it is. Helping each other along the way is good work. Teaching each other is good work. Lifting each other up is good work. Holding someone higher than yourself is a good work. And folks, you need to be doing that each and every day. Because people notice. People notice when you smile at the cashier at the McDonald's as you're driving through the window. People notice when you tell somebody and they come up to you and they've messed up something and they come up to you and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And you say, "That's all right. It's not a deal." People take notice of that. Folks, that's good work. Because they take notice of that. But they also take notice that Jesus Christ lives in you. A kind word, a helping hand, those are things that make people know that Christ lives in you. Good works. Now, let's look at some specific things. Very specific things. That you can and should be doing right now. And no matter where you are in your life, whether you can change a tire or not, whether you can run from one side of the court to the other side of the court or not, realize this, that you can do these things. Let's take a look. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 11 through 28. I'm going to go through them very quickly, but I want you to know something, that as I list these things off, I want you to think that how many of them I could be doing. All right? Let's start. How about encourage one another? Can you be doing that? You bet you can. Because you are here, you encourage me. You are here, you encourage our elders. You are here, you are encouraging all our brothers and sisters together. Can you encourage one another? You bet, because you're doing it right now. How about this? Recognize those who diligently labor among you. Folks, I want you to know that we as teachers, that we as elders, that we as deacons, we are going to be held up to a higher accountability. We must get these things right. We must preach God's word. Not man's word, but God's word. And we must preach it in a manner so that you will take it with you. and spread that word to other people. Folks, our elders in this congregation are absolutely wonderful. I've had, honestly, the opportunity to work with some great elders. And I worked with some great ones over in Valley View. There's one sitting right there. And I've worked with some great ones here. Folks, hold those elders up. Hold those teachers up. I want you to know I've worked with some very good youth ministers. I've never worked with one better than Manny. Tell him how much you appreciate him. I've told Nikki many times, I said, you know what, I could be fired, I could be gone tomorrow, and nobody would notice. I said, but Manny leaves, I said, we're in trouble. Hold these people up. They need to be recognized because they're doing God's work. Look at this. Regard these people very highly in love. And then it tells us to live in peace with one another. Don't get wrapped up in things in this world. Live in peace. The best way that you can possibly do it, spend time loving your brothers and sisters. But it also tells us here to admonish the unruly. Those who would encourage division, those who would encourage strife, admonish them. Encourage the faint-hearted. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone, and I want you to know that that is difficult. If you're driving down the road and somebody pulls in front of you, are you patient with them? Be patient with everyone. Be patient with everyone. You never know what people are going through. And they need help. Do not repay evil for evil. Seek what is good for one another. What does that mean? That means hold others up and seek what is good for them over what is good for yourself. Seek their good, not your own. Rejoice always. How many of you rejoice always? When that car pulled out in front of you, did you rejoice? Isn't it funny how I can put the nail on the head right there? And the reason why I can do that is because I do that too, okay? Rejoice always. One of my favorite verses. Pray without what? Pray without ceasing. Folks, my 94-year-old mother, who had to have help in and out of the bed, had to have help in and out of her chair, could not bathe herself, had to have help in those directions. You know what she could do? She could pray every day. And she did. She could pray for me every day, and she did. She can pray for our congregations every day, and she did. And folks, no matter what situation you're in, if you're not praying without ceasing, then you need to start. Give thanks to God daily for everything you have. Because I want you to know, you have nothing. God has given it to you. God has given you your wealth. God has given you the roof over your head. God has given you your car. God has given you salvation. Realize where that comes from. Give thanks to God. Do not quench the Spirit. Encourage people to grow in the Spirit. Do not utterly reject prophecies, but examine everything. And I've told you to do this before. Check everything to make sure it is of God. Hold firm to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. I told our class this morning, I can go places and not be tempted at all, but there are other places I could go and I'd be tempted. I've used the example, the golf course is probably not a good place for me. Because as I've said before, I'm just good enough to get really mad. And Brody, just for your information, when I go up and play golf, I do go from that side to that side to that side to that side. Abstain from every form of evil. And skipping down to verse 25, brothers and sisters, pray for us. Pray for this congregation. Pray for your leaders. Pray for the people of this world that they may come to know God. Greet all your brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. Those who have been gone for a while who are back today, greet them and welcome them back. We've missed y'all. And we are thankful you are here. Greet each other with a holy kiss. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Now, in reading these things in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, how many of them did you see that you should and could be doing right now? There's probably not one thing in all those verses that I listed off that you could not be doing. Folks, we have a new brother in Christ. He needs to be lifted up. We need to help him along the way. When we have new brothers and sisters, we need to help them. We need to encourage them. We also need their help and their encouragement. Folks, we've got a job. Let's do these jobs together. We have a purpose in this life. And our purpose is to serve God, to keep Him first in everything that we do, to always seek His will, to spread the gospel to others so that they may know Jesus Christ and be added to His kingdom. For those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. Folks, these are things we must do. While we have breath on this earth, while we are here, let's reach out to do our purpose in serving God every way we possibly can by showing every person that Jesus Christ lives in us and shines each and every day so that they may see that light and be drawn to Him because of it. If you have a need this morning, a need for baptism, or a need for our prayers, we ask you to come while together we stand and sing.